Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by our CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there. Thanks a lot for kicking it off with us. We got fun things coming up this hour. Some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, all of that on the way. Right now, we're going to talk a little entertainment news to kick things off. And many people may consider him the GOAT. Terry and I consider him maybe second or third to Joe Montana. But Tom Brady does seem to be retired. He does seem like by all three. Well, let me double check Twitter real quick here to see if he unretired. Nope, didn't unretire yet. I would not be shocked to see him. Speaking of Joe Montana, I would not be surprised to see him in a San Francisco 49er jersey to start the 2023 season. That would not shock me. At the same time, I would not be surprised if he stays retired. The guy's got $350 million waiting for him. So
he should stay retired.
Yeah, I would think. I think that he probably
I'm not
will.
A lover there.
Not a fan. Not a fan of the guy. No. I respect greatness. I will give that. It's kudos. But yeah outside of that, I wouldn't even want to interview Tom Brady if I could. Like, I got no interest. There's nothing there. It's a blank wall. I don't understand what $350 million is going to get you, Fox. But good luck with that. Because I've seen enough interviews with that guy where there's not...
Maybe there is a sparkling personality within.
Well, and maybe this will bring out that personality in him, Terry, because Tom Brady is looking for things to do. He's already, you know, being a little bored in retirement. Well, and I say TMZ is reporting. Now, there's a sentence that is an oxymoron if I've ever heard one, but I digress. TMZ is saying Brady is in talks with Netflix to be the subject of a roast, tentatively titled The Greatest Roast of All Time, a play on being the GOAT. He also plans on spending time with his kids before starting his 10-year, $375 million broadcasting deal with Fox. I'm sorry, I was shortchanging him $25 million.
The heck?
Like, he'd notice. Here's a thing real quick about this. I don't care how many roasts Tom Brady has watched, going back to the great Don Rickles and the Frank Sinatras and those old roasts, you know, back in the day and stuff. Tom Brady, one of the things we've noticed about him, he really can't take a lot of critiquing. Like, he put up with Bill Belichick because Belichick had the status and the goats and all that,
sure.
All that stuff. But part of the reason he left New England was because he didn't like being told what to do all the time and everything. and he didn't like people nitpicking him and stuff like that. I mean, that is the definition of a roast, man. I don't think you're going to enjoy this
like
very much.
How well are you going to handle it? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll watch that. That I would watch. Like, I have no interest in watching Tom Brady, you know, other than, something that might be interesting, but nothing he's got on the plate so far seems very interesting to me. This, I'm a big fan of the roasts, so I would watch that.
So, okay, are they divorced or not divorced?
They are officially divorced.
They are divorced.
Yeah.
I think that's part of his issue. I think he just had issues that she made way more money than him.
Yeah.
I think her net worth was much greater than him.
Yeah.
And I think that was a problem for him. And it shouldn't be. But I think he just, but I mean, he just has this enormous ego.
I don't get that. If my significant other made more than me, I'd be proud of that.
You'd be on the couch?
I wouldn't go that far, but I get you. I get where you're going. Not bad.
I mean, kick it back.
Maybe a day or two. I've never understood that. That always seems like the silliest thing in the world to me. Like, who wants their significant other making less than them?
Well,
like,
and who cares?
Yeah, and
right?
More importantly, yeah,
I mean,
who cares? Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. There's something about him that just has always rubbed me wrong.
Yes, from day one. I'm talking like even him in Michigan.
And he is a talented athlete. I don't begrudge him that, but I just think as a person.
This is an interesting one. Dave Grohl, of course, former drummer for Nirvana, lead singer, songwriter for Foo Fighters. You know who Dave is. Dave has been around a while now, and no matter how cool you thought Dave Grohl was, it turns out he's even cooler. Last week, he showed up at a homeless shelter in Los Angeles with a massive meat smoker and a whole bunch of groceries and fed the homeless. Dave arrived at midnight and spent the next 16 hours cooking up ribs, pork butt, brisket, cabbage, coleslaw, and beans. After everything was cooked, Dave spent time chatting with staffers and people living in the shelter. And in all, he fed about 500 people.
Isn't that cool?
And the reason we know about this is because of the people that he was working with putting it on social media. I'm showing pictures to Terry. He did not go down there with a camera crew.
Yeah, not because he posted it. Yeah.
He didn't have his publicist join him. I don't think Dave Grohl has a publicist. This is something he's done his whole life. But
that's awesome.
We're just starting to hear stories about it because everybody's got a camera now and everything. So you can do that. But this is who Dave Grohl is.
Very cool.
You know, that's a story you're probably not going to hear much. You know, you're not going to hear anybody else talking about that. Maybe a couple people here and there may see a headline one or two places. But unless Dave Grohl does something wrong, then you're probably not going to hear his name. But
yeah, which is unfortunate.
It is. Yeah, we need more of this stuff out there. That's a cool story. That's awesome of him. And I'm sure Dave will be the first person to tell you he didn't do anything that great. Yeah, but he did. You know, it's the rest of us to realize he did. But him himself, this is just who he is. That's a pretty cool story. I think this is a pretty cool one, too, for different reasons. Blake Shelton loves the Kubota tractors. The Kubota tractors goes way back. He's got a love of these things. He's taken pictures with them. He's done a lot of that stuff. Well, he told Jimmy Kimmel that his late father used to sell Kubotas, and that's why he has a bunch of them. In fact, his first big purchase when he made it was heavy equipment. Quote, "One of the first things I bought when I had a hit on as a country artist, because you're not crapping country and music unless you have your own bulldozer. You really haven't made it. You're not over the hump. So I bought a bulldozer."
I love it.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
That is great. Oh, I love that. It's like, I like hearing these first purchases from artists.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get bored with the car or something like that. I do. I never get tired of, oh, I bought mom this. You know, that never gets old to me. But it's usually something like this, like random, that you wouldn't have guessed.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
That is cool. That is cool. Yeah, good on him. Definitely earned that bulldozer. And wanted to touch on this one as well, Terry, as we get into the concert season, as we're getting closer to concert season, I should say. Chicago's Windy City Smokeout is back for its 10th year. The headliners are Luke Bryan, Zach Brown Band, Darius Rucker, and Zach Bryan. It'll take place July 13th through the 16th. Passes are already on sale. You can find those passes at allcountrynews.com. That's just where we're getting the story from. WindyCitySmokeout.com. WindyCitySmokeout.com is where you can go for that. I have never been to that, but I've been in town when they have that.
Huh.
Ooh, is that a party?
That sounds pretty cool. I don't think I've ever even heard of it.
Taste of Chicago is one of my favorite things in the world. If you have never done Taste of Chicago, do yourself a favor, check it out. It is an awesome way of just bopping around and sampling all these different foods from around the world that, you know, we have in Chicago and all that. And you can't even get off the train or anything like that, and you're hit by all these smells, and it's so great.
Good smells.
Yeah, yes, very good smells. Yes, that's a good point to make. It's a good, fair point to make. The only other time that's ever happened to me is I get that and I get these big barbecue smells. I'm like, what is going on? And my nose follows it and everything. And then I hear this country music.
And then you turn around.
It's part of this. It's part of this. It's part of the Windy City Smokeout.
Huh, that's really cool.
And then wrap up our entertainment news. I don't know if anybody else got to hear this one or not, but man, I thought this was cool, and I had to share it. As soon as my computer will work, I can share it. Let's see. Here it is. Okay, so here's a fun song for you. Willie Nelson released a cover of the Buck Owens classic, the Buck Owens 1960 classic, "I've Got a Tiger by the Tail." It'll be on Willie's next album, "I Don't Know a Thing About Love." Great name for an album. That's a great name for an album. I don't know why, but I think that's a great name for an album. Yep, and it'll come out March 3rd, so that's actually going to just come out in a couple of days. I thought this was too good not to share, so here is a little of this for you. I won't be much when you get through with me. And I'm losing weight and I'm turning my pale. Like I got a tiger by the tail. That's
awesome.
It's a nice version. It's a very nice version. It's cool to hear music of Buck Owens being covered still, even if it is, you know, an older artist doing it. I think that the younger generations are, you know, I don't care what kind of music you listen to, you should know who Buck Owens is. Like, there's certain pickers, there's certain musicians that I feel like it doesn't matter the genre, you should know that artist. He's one of them. And guys like Willie doing these kind of things, is part of how we keep that music alive. It's interesting to me, too, where Willie's gone with the arc of his career, where he starts out and he's hoping people will play his songs and bring some life to his career. And obviously, as we've seen, that happened. Willie Nelson had a number of hit songs that he had written before anybody even knew who the Redheaded Stranger was. And now here he is kind of doing a lot of these covers and a lot of these things, keeping music alive to younger generations. It's a similar thing, but the arc is different. Yeah. It's cool.
Should be a great album.
I cannot wait to hear that album. Yeah, I imagine that'll be real good. And I hope some other people do things like this, too. Like, hey, Buck Owens, I don't know much about this guy. I'm going to look into this and, you know, check it out and find, oh, this is one of the reasons I'm actually here in country music right now is because of this guy right here, Buck Owens. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We got more fun coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James taking you through the hour. We're going to lead you right up to 10 o'clock with some good stuff, and this is an interesting one. A video has been making the rounds of a 20-something nanny who's in charge of three kids. She has trouble reaching them on their cell phones, so she's pitching a great idea for a family phone that would have a cord and stay in the house.
Oh, so like what, the 70s?
Yeah.
The 80s?
Yeah, yeah. Like the exact...
The 90s? Like early 90s?
The exact phone we grew up with. Yes, that's what she's pitching is basically an old school landline. In fact, she says the idea was pitched to her by the 9-year-old kid she watches. If it's a setup, she's a pretty darn good actor because I watched it 2 or 3 times and she genuinely seems like she has no idea what a landline is. Like... She goes on in depth. She's very passionate about this. I find this to be hilarious. I brought it up with some students, and one of my teachers got really bent out of shape about this. And like, I don't know why. She was kind of like, well, this is just, this is frustrating and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I'm like, no, it makes sense.
How many times, though, do you try to reach someone in your family?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, your kids are adults, but even like with my kids or my husband, like you try to reach someone and they are not like, yep, they do not respond.
Yes.
And I get so mad. I'm like, why do I even pay for these cell phones?
I used to make fun of my buddy Vince, him and his fiance at the time, his wife now, Jessica. They would text each other when they're in the same house. And I always thought that was so silly. Like, are you guys?
Yeah.
Like, just holler at her.
How about just yell? Yeah.
I get it. I get it now. I get it. I understand why they did it. Like, you know, and especially with kids. Like, you know, it makes sense. But it also, I actually find the little encouragement in this. Like, if this is what it takes for the, maybe we get landlines back. Because I don't actually, I there's a part of me that kind of misses having landlines. And the idea that it kind of tethered us almost home. Like,
see, now.
Some of that stuff.
We, the Johns, have a landline still.
Right, so do my parents.
You know, and we just never got rid of it for a couple of reasons. And while our kids, when they didn't have cell phones yet, there was no way I was going to have them be in a situation without a phone. And then, I don't know, you know, we talked about getting rid of it, but then it was just, we just never have. And some family members still only call that phone. Like Randy's older brother calls us on our landline. And so we just, I don't know, we just still have it, I guess.
You know, I don't know if it's a necessity to have one, but I personally, if I don't know, I like the idea of having one still. I like the idea of them kind of coming back too, like
so,
a little bit.
You know, it used to be where, like, even if your power went out, your phone your landline still worked, as long as it wasn't a cordless phone. But you know what I mean? Like, if you had a phone on the wall, like this girl was referring to with a long cord. but if you had that used to still work. And now your landlines are actually web-based.
Really?
So if your power goes out and you lose your Wi-Fi, you lose your landline too. Huh. So that's kind of weird. But I have a phone on the wall that looks like a payphone.
Oh, cool.
But it's actually a landline phone.
Yeah, cool.
And one of my little nephews is, every time he's like 11, 10, 11. But every time he is there, can I use that phone? And he'll call like every number that he knows. Like he'll call his dad. He's like, I'm calling from this phone.
That's awesome.
And he's so excited about it like all the time. It's hilarious. And and you can actually put money in it if you want. Like it does this little ding kind of
awesome
thing, you know. But it is very funny because those kids, those littler kids, elementary age kids, are just enamored by this thing.
One of my dreams is to have a house and have like items like that throughout.
Like some retro stuff?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I love that kind of thing. Yeah. That's awesome. And that's a little kid that's not going to make the same mistake this lady did. I don't know if she should be ribbed for this or not. That's, you know, case by case. You guys go ahead and decide yourself on that stuff. But I do think that it's funny, certainly. But what I also find a little encouragement in it. I think that there's certain things that maybe we got rid of too quickly. Maybe, newspapers and journalism, things like that. You know?
And I get her frustration. I mean, she's trapped in traffic and she's trying to get a hold of the other two kids, mm-hmm. right? And so this, she's thinking this might get her attention. The idea that she has some great invention that she's thought of, well.
That part, I got news for her.
She probably talked to her parents.
I've got this idea. Hold up. Before you go run into the patent office.
Hang on, let me just go plug it in for you, right? Like her parents probably have one somewhere.
Before you quit your job and run to the patent office, let me just slow you down there, Einstein. Let me just... I do, again, love that she went so vocal with this. It was so passionate.
And she's so... Yeah, that's a thing. I mean, just... I didn't even hear it, but just watching her, like the... You know, she was very... Yes, very passionate.
We will we'll take a quick commercial break. Before we do that, though, I did want to remind the audience about the Parks and Forestry Department's news that there are some trail closures. Kellner Knights, Rudolph River Rovers, and the Sunset Drifters have closed their snowmobile trails today. As of yesterday, I should say. Vesper Snow Drifters section of trail starting at Intersection 8, State Highway 73 South to State Highway 54 remains closed. All other snowmobile trails in Wood County remain open. County Trail maps can be accessed at Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website at co.wood.wi.us. Please travel with caution as conditions vary from fair to poor. Some areas are icy, making grooming very difficult, so some areas are only partially groomed. If you have questions, you want to find out more, you can go to their website, go to Facebook, go to Instagram, or to go to Travel Wisconsin for updated opening and closing information. And you can also give them a call at 715-421-8422. That's 421-8422. Big shout out and thank you to our friends at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Take a break, come back, and have some fun after Mel's News on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Oh, I didn't think that this was this.
I thought it was Kokomo.
So did
it's
I.
Done it to me twice.
I was actually like going to maybe sing a little bit.
I thought it was
come along.
Yeah. I thought it was Kokomo. Nope, Sade. It's weird how that happens, though. That's the second time that's happened to me.
Dang, we need Kokomo in the mix.
I don't know about that. I don't. Let's not go too far here.
I can pass on this one. Well, I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, but I guarantee you that Seth heard that, and now we'll be in there. It will be in there. I have no doubt. Terry and James here with you. Thanks so much for kicking off your Tuesday with us, or Wednesday with us, everybody.
Whatever day it is.
I took a day away from us. I can't do that. We're already middle of the week. Happy hump day, everyone. We got some That Ain't Right stories coming up for you, and I got a couple of good ones. We got some good stories as well. For right now, there is an app called Tier Maker, T-I-E-R, that type of tier maker, where you can rank things from best to worst, usually by giving them letter grades. And they've just released the current overall results of one on fast food joints. As of yesterday, more than 2,100 fast food rankings have been submitted, and here is the average scores. The top places were given an A grade, and the ones in that tier are Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, Wendy's, Five Guys, Popeyes, Taco Bell, and Domino's.
Interesting.
On the B tier, Subway, Chipotle, KFC, Dairy Queen, Pizza Hut, IHOP, Burger King, Panda Express, Papa John's, Little Caesars, and Sonic. On the C tier, Panera Bread, Arby's, In-N-Out, Denny's, Raising Cane's, Carl Jr.'s, Jimmy John's, and Jersey Mike's. On the D, Waffle House, Shake Shack, Jack in the Box, White Castle. How dare you? How dare you treat White Castle that way?
I've been waiting for you to have one that, like, you're like, wow.
How dare you? Leave White Castle alone. And the F tier, A&W, Sparrow's, Quiznos, Del Taco, Long John Silver's, and something called Wawa. W-A-W-A. I don't know what. I got to look that up. I don't know what that is. So that's kind of like the cumulative list. And obviously...
So do you think it's just overall experience or do you think it's food quality or...
Yeah, I would have liked to have known how they, you know, where they came up with this outside of that.
It's fine. I guess if they just had you say, okay, James, drive down A Street and give every... Give every fast food an A, B, C, D, E, or F.
Yeah, right.
F. Why is there no E?
That is a good question. That is a very, very, very solid question. I've wondered that my whole life.
Really? I've never wondered that, not for 1 minute in 49 years. Why is there no E?
Why does F mean, you know, F for fail? That's all I could think of. But that didn't make sense to me either, though, because there's plenty of E words you could use there. I've never understood that. I've wondered that my whole educational life. And I've never, I always thought it was a silly thing to say, so I've never really said it out loud, but I've never understood that.
Yeah, I've never even given it a thought, but
That's something I
here we are.
Yeah. I think there's two big factors here for me. One, the Burger King that you go to here in Rapids is going to be different than the Burger King you go to in Point and the one you go into Wausau and one in Marshfield and all that. So, you know, especially when you look at like Subways are franchise owned.
But
stuff,
but even independently owned, you know, where you're buying into the franchise, the name, I mean, there still is a level of criteria, you know, standards, I guess, that is expected to be met. So while, yes, it is a little different, but it really shouldn't be that different.
And I will say, you're right. I will say that everybody's list is going to be different, though. For me, I would put, I would have moved IHOP into the A category. I've never had a bad experience at an IHOP. And I've been at IHOPs in Wisconsin, in Illinois, in California. Always have had a good time.
I have nothing against IHOP. However, I do make pancakes often, and I think that they're just average. Like, I just don't, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're stellar. I don't think there's anything special about their pancakes. So maybe that's why.
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like average. That. It's just pancakes.
I didn't think about it like that. Yeah, so, if you don't really have something that you, I have to go there to have this.
Yeah.
I have,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad, but I don't think there's anything remarkable about them.
A good example, I think, I hear, like, because for me, Culver's, I think of a burger. A lot of people that I know, in fact, the majority of people I know, they want fish. That's where they go.
A fish sandwich. I really like their fish, and I like their spicy chicken sandwich, and their soup is good. And I'm kind of a Culver's junkie, so
yeah, I hear you. But that's where this again that the next part of this I think comes in too is the familiarity. You know, the comfort that we have with going to these places because we know that they're, you know, usually
or like what you've tried or what you've, you know, so I've only ever eaten at a Popeyes once and it was in an airport. So it was terrible.
Yeah.
The service was terrible. Yeah. I mean, it took forever. The food was the quantities was not what it should have been for what we, you know, I don't know. So for me, that experience makes me like, I never need to go to another Popeyes. Yeah. Now, I also hear people say when they go to the South, oh, we love Popeyes. Oh, you know, we always go there. And I'm just like, pass.
I love Popeyes. Yeah, really good. I also, as a side note, the Sparrows coming up on the F list here. I don't begrudge people that or anything. I do. I like Sparrows, but I haven't been, like, they're still making those? Like,
so the Appleton Mall still has a Sparrow.
Does it? Okay. Yeah. All right. Because, and have you ever seen a Sparrow outside of a food court?
No.
Like, I don't think so. So
I haven't.
That's a little different, too. I wonder if, you know, there just isn't a lot of people grading on that because there's not a lot of people going to malls anymore. Yeah. There's not a lot of malls. There's not, you know, I don't even know how they're staying around businesses like that. I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just genuinely curious. Like, are they making that good of a profit that they can stay alive even in small amount, you know, small amount of off?
I do think that list is interesting, though.
It is.
I mean, a lot of the A's I aligned with.
I did, too. And even with, I think the biggest outlier for me was the White Castle thing. But I grew up on White Castle. That's comfort food
for
me. But
is it really a good burger?
I think so. But again, I also, if you,
I mean, cause if you
grew up with something.
Yeah, because it's familiar. But if you put a White Castle burger next to a Culver's burger.
It's not even fair. Yeah,
that's
what
I mean.
There's no competition.
Like,
yes, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I will say though, if you are the type of person that likes to eat eight burgers, you know, sliders are perfect because they're very little.
But okay, like I like McDonald's cheeseburgers, just a cheeseburger, not you know, because my husband will be like, there isn't even anything on that. You know, like he'll get a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder with cheese. I don't know. I just like them. And it's probably exactly what you said. When we were little, that was a treat to go to McDonald's, and I just still like them.
I think that the more I'm learning about my relationship with food, the more I'm realizing so much of it has to do with comfort, with what I'm comfortable with, what I've always been able to count on, and what is even a little nostalgic for me. I never thought of food and nostalgia together, but they're actually very hand in hand. They're really tied together quite a bit. I think more than we realize.
Oh, and I think food is emotional, just right? Really, like you tie it to certain. You think of an event that carried a high level of emotion for you. Could be excitement, sadness, mm-hmm. whatever, anxiety. But you often associate that food that you might have had there, you know, with that experience. Okay, we have to talk about letter grades for a minute.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do this. Yeah.
So in the 1930s, as the letter-based grading system grew more and more popular, many schools began omitting E in fear that students and parents may misinterpret it as standing for excellent.
Oh.
Thus resulting in A, B, C, D, and F.
Huh. All right.
So your F for fail is legit.
I get it. I get it. Okay. All right. That makes a lot more sense.
James?
Yes. Nicely done, Terry.
Those E's do not mean excellent.
I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
Or exceptional. Or
in my defense, I never lied about being smart. I never lied about that. I was always very honest about my intelligence. I appreciate you looking that up. Thank you. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We're going to take you another 10 minutes here. Got a break, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show. Good stuff lined up for you, like this one right here. This is a That Ain't Right story, although it's not written or told as one. But to me, this is definitely a That Ain't Right story. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo started up yesterday and runs through March 19th. It's the largest indoor rodeo in the world. So here's a fun question. Do you think you could ride an angry bull for 8 seconds without falling off? That's how long you have to stay on to score points.
No,
you can't. No, everybody raising their hand right now, unless you have physically, literally done this before in your life, no, you can't.
No.
One of those things, like, there's certain, like, we all have been around armchair quarterbacks before, you know, or armchair coaches is more likely. Like, we say armchair quarterback, it's more coaching I've experienced in my life being around sports fans. Wrong play, coach, or what's he thinking, all that stuff. And we've all been around that. I don't think there's a more frustrating one to me than this one. I've been around bull riders, and I have a very, very strong respect for this world. They love these animals, the way they treat these animals and care for these animals and all that. And there's so much, there's beautiful history written into this tapestry of bull riding and all of these things, going back to cowboys and all this interesting stuff about our country and really the history of America. It's fascinating to me. And no, you can't. Like, quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to people.
I know some people who were in Las Vegas for the Super Bowl and thought riding the mechanical bull would be a great idea. Mm. And it was not me. I was here. But yeah, no. Even on the mechanical ones, you don't last 8 seconds.
I would do that. I would do the mechanical
bull. Oh, for fun,
bowl.
Just to try
for
it.
For fun, yeah.
But
I got no interest in doing something that...
No.
I weigh 10 pounds. What do you think a bull would do to me? Like, actually, wait a minute, though. Hold up. Maybe
he won't know you're there.
Won't even know I'm there. Won't even know. Okay, maybe I could be.
I don't know. If you look at a lot of those bull riders, they are not big guys.
Some of them look like jockeys.
Yeah,
like, you know, And these are people who train to do this, who have been most of it's handed down. Most of it's like my dad was a bull rider, so I'm a bull rider, that kind of thing. They know what they're doing. And even they can't stay out there that long. I mean, what do you think you're going to do? It drives me nuts. Like, top of the list as far as sports, like lying to yourself moments. That's it. That's number one. A new poll found a surprising number of us think we could do it. Of course. Just over 1 in 5 Americans. That's still too high. No, it's only 1 in 5.
That is high.
21% think that they could stay on. 26% of men, 16% of women. Almost all of those people are relatively young. Only around 5% of people over 45 say yes. Over 40% of Americans have been to a rodeo before, according to the poll. And if you haven't, you can't do much better than Houston's, because a bunch of big country artists are performing there this year. Parker McCollum played last night, and tonight it's Brooks and Dunn. Other headliners include Walker Hayes, Zach Brown Band, Jason Aldean, John Party, Ashley McBride, Kenny Chesney, Chris Stapleton, Brad Paisley,
Luke Bryan. Wow, sounds fun.
Woo! That's a lineup right there. The Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. That is a good time.
That's cool.
That is cool. If you've never seen bull riding in person, that's a fun one to watch in person.
Oh, yeah,
too.
I agree.
That is pretty exciting. Yeah.
Actually, any rodeo events are pretty fun
agreed,
to watch.
Agreed. And not my wheelhouse, I admit, but I love the atmosphere. I love being around it, and I love watching it. My dad took me to an event when I was a kid in Chicago to see it, and just been a sucker for it ever since.
So 21% of Americans think that they can stay on the bull.
I can't even hear that with a straight face, let alone say it with a straight face.
Right, so, I mean, you know, that whole stupid people thing, right? I mean, that's 21%.
Yeah. I have a little George Carlin coming out of me right now, where George Carlin used to joke about, because I think George Carlin was the master at smart comedy, at having something, you know, you had a joke earlier that had some truth in it, that was part of why it was funny. I always thought that was, Carlin was the ace at that, at being able to make something a good note, but also really funny. And he would joke about, you know, we got too many stupid people living. We got too many laws keeping too many stupid people alive. I say that jokingly. I don't want anybody gone or anything like that. I'm saying that in jest and everything. But the idea, like, if you think you could do this, please, well, go ahead and try.
And I mean, go I ahead. Guess on a good note, it is young people. Mm-hmm. I mean, those of us who are, what does it say, over 45?
Yes.
Are a little bit smarter. That, I mean, think about that. You don't bounce back as fast.
No.
And I don't even think 45 is a fair number. I'm thinking after, like, 35, you don't bounce back as fast. You know what I mean? Like, you just...
I know exactly
I don't know. You're not as springy.
I've got I've got this pain going through my shoulders and my shoulder blades, and it's been here all week. And I've never had this pain before. I didn't even know I could have pain in this spot, to your point.
Yeah.
And that's just to go along with all the other fun
things. And that's without flying in the air and landing hard on the dirt. Yeah.
That's from sleeping. All I did was sleep. I worked out the other day, but it wasn't hurting after that.
I worked out.
And there's something. I don't know what happened there. And it had nothing to do with a bull. I can't imagine what that would do to me. But a big shout out to the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, and to all the people working. Work in that. Be safe, everybody. Have fun. We'll take this final break. We'll come back with one more That Ain't Right story and plenty of good stories of the day for you here on The Morning Show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone, to The Morning Show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. Got a couple of That Ain't Right stories here to make you laugh, hopefully, and to give you a little perspective. And, I'm glad I'm not that person. Police in Indiana arrested a 26-year-old man named Austin on Sunday for arson. They found him next to a 1998 Buick that was on fire. The strange thing is that Austin said the Buick was his, and that he set it ablaze to discourage people from stealing stuff inside of it. Just going to let that sit there for a second. Go ahead and wrap your brain around that one, everybody.
He must have been recently thrown off a bull.
Yes. Yes, well played. He says because, quote, if there was nothing left of the vehicle, then there'd be nothing left to steal, huh? Now you're thinking Austin's ahead of the game, everybody.
I can't even.
No, wait. Wait a second. No, that doesn't make sense. At one point, the fire caused a small explosion, and Austin told the cops, "I hoped the explosions would be bigger." So yeah, this is a weird guy. This is guy who's not dealing with a full deck of cards, probably. It's unclear what items he was talking about, but the cops did find drug paraphernalia. Shocker. So in addition to arson, he's going to be doing some time for some other stuff, too. Austin's probably just now finding out. He's probably not just now sobering up. It was Sunday. A couple of days probably took him. And now just realizing, wait, I did what?
That is so weird.
Yeah, that ain't right. That's there's something else going on there. I got to think. I would almost hope, like, just out of the, but you know, it does. I mean, we
other than stupid and drugs.
Yeah, yeah, maybe, but it might not take more than that for Austin. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow.
There are a few times when it doesn't make sense to go to a car wash. Like when it's raining, you know, it's raining. That doesn't make a lot of sense, you know, and everything. Or when you're late for work, you wouldn't do it on that time or anything. Or I don't know, when you're driving, when you're the driver of a criminal's getaway car, like you would think you've seen the movies, the chase, the getaway.
But if I bought the car wash and it's only good for 30 days and today is the last day.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. You would sneak
if I'm going to lose the 10 bucks, yeah. I mean,
no,
who's going to find us in there? The doors go down.
Yeah, you and this guy in Ohio, Terry. Yeah, you're the ones thinking. A man in Ohio was by. I love that one. That was a great play. Like good improv. A man in Ohio was busted a couple of weeks ago after he allegedly stole about $500 worth of merchandise from a Giant Eagle supermarket, and he might have gotten away with it, but his getaway driver decided to take the car next door to a car wash while the theft was happening, and it took longer than expected.
Oh, so it was not post heist. It was. So did he run with all this stuff? Okay, I get a visual of him like running into the car wash, right? Yes. Like, and the thing goes by, and he's like drenched, and then the colored soap, and he's in with all of his stuff.
I'm so glad I didn't read this pre. I didn't,
you know.
Pre-read
so
this.
Where's? I wonder where the car wash was for Austin. He could have taken that burning car through.
He could have actually, he could have taken the car through and actually put the car out and everything. Then the thieves really wouldn't have won. I did not. I thought the guy, the driver got in the car and then they stopped at a car wash.
That's what I was visualizing.
The guy's in the supermarket stealing while the getaway driver is like, hey, I got time to kill here. Why not get the car?
Yeah, I've got Pokey with me today. I'm going to go wash the car. Okay, but in his defense, now think about this. If they pulled up with a nasty, nasty, dirty car, he gets out, goes in, and then he gets the car washed. Now, you know, they're looking for a dirty car.
Yeah.
So where, I'd like to
I'm
know
sure
where,
that'll buy you 5 minutes.
Where did he legitly get, where did he actually get caught then?
So let's get, I got sidetracked. I'm sorry. No, that really threw me. The thief pushed the car, the thief pushed the cart full of stuff over to the car wash, but they were basically trapped in the line between two other cars.
Oh my God. So they didn't even get the car wash.
In the meantime, the store had called the police and they nabbed the guys while they were still waiting in line in the car wash. One was charged with theft. The other was arrested for an outstanding warrant and for being a moron. Yes. It's unclear if he ever got his car washed, by the way. No word on that yet. I go back to the great Carl Hilke and his wonderful idea of a stupid enhancer. And maybe Carl was on to something.
Yeah,
I was talking for about smart
both
comedy.
Of these.
Yes, yes.
Both of these stories.
Talking about smart comedy. I think Carl had some smart comedy
my
there.
Gosh.
That was a good one.
Seriously.
That ain't right.
I mean, okay. So you're obviously not smart if you're a criminal,
right,
if you're a
right,
thief.
Right.
But can you be that dumb?
I've heard the phrase my whole life, there's no honor among thieves. Apparently, there's no brain cells either. Apparently, there's no... Just, what the what?
That's sad.
It's borderline. Like, yes, it's borderline.
I mean,
like, becoming... The more I'm thinking about it, it's becoming like more pathetic than
it
sad
could have
to
been
me.
A,
I mean, funny to me. I mean,
it could have been like a great story where... They're emerging from the car wash, going really slow so that the dryer can wash. And then they're sitting there with their lights on at the end.
Yes.
But they're still just not going to waste the 90 seconds of dryer.
Oh, I like that part.
You
I
know,
like that
that's
too.
Better
like that.
Than still in line.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
stupid.
I don't know. I need a palate cleanser. Let's get to some good stories of the day. A one-year-old girl was trapped in a burning house in Detroit last week, and the family dog refused to leave without her. The dog's name is Blue, and he's a good boy. She's a good boy. She's a pit bull mix that they rescued from a shelter 2 years ago. Firefighters said she helped them find the baby, and everyone made it out okay.
Very cool.
I think if there was one thing I would change about the way I was raised, and I got a lot of things that I could pick on there, but the biggest one would be, you know, being raised with a dog.
Having a dog.
I think that's the one thing I wish I would have had, and I'm so glad my kids, and I've seen that in other kids. I really think that that's one of those things. I wouldn't say it's vital, but boy,
it's part of, yeah, I think so too.
A bunch of cars got stuck on an off-ramp after an ice storm in Portland, Oregon last week, and a random guy named John Gilbert helped them out. He showed up in his SUV with tow straps after a friend called him, then ended up helping more than 20 other drivers. Some had to have been stuck for hours.
That poor guy. Awesome that he did that. But then, so cool, you know what I mean? Like, your friend calls, you're like, yes, I can help, and you go. And then maybe you help another one, and then it's like...
And then it's like, wait a minute, what did I sign up for here and everything?
Good on him. That's cool.
Yes, that
very
is very cool. A cop in Atlanta was driving the other day and happened to see a guy on a bike collapse. So we got to him within seconds, did CPR, and the guy pulled through. The cop's chest cam got the whole thing on video.
Yeah, that's neat. I like those stories.
There was a lot of reasons for the chest cam videos, and I get that and everything, but I love all the like organic stuff that has come from this. All these...
Even the videos when they stop and play basketball with a few kids.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of times when we see those, somebody took it on their phone, but they still, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that are really, really awesome.
And I think while it wasn't the intention of this, maybe, I really think that this is helping with the empathy level of getting people to put themselves in these officers' shoes.
Yeah, and I think...
And understanding a little bit more what that day-to-day life is like.
Yeah, so what started out as a tool for safety...
Yes.
Has done so much more.
Accountability is incredibly important, obviously, and that's a big reason for this. But it's also kind of cool to see these organic stories coming out of it.
Yeah.
And wouldn't you want your pilot to do this? An EasyJet flight from Iceland to the UK took a short detour on Monday and did a full 360-degree turn just so everyone on board got a chance to see the Northern Lights.
That's what I was just going to say. Is this Northern Lights? Because some of those pictures I've been seeing are really awesome.
Yeah. I would definitely stay on the plane longer for that. I would definitely.
Yeah.
I would love something like that. And I would take. I would actually continue to fly that company. I think. Like, I go wherever the prices are cheapest. I think of something like that would make me want to
really
stay
cool.
with that airline. That's pretty cool. Another pretty darn cool thing is our friends over at the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. They have plenty of great things going on over there. Terry, just run through a little bit of what's going on right now. I know we have Power of the Purse coming up and
such. Yep, so Power of the Purse is coming up on March 14th, so we're just about 2 weeks away from that event. This is a really fun kind of social hour, happy hour kind of event at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 until 7:30. And the fundraiser part of it is a handbag silent auction, but we also have raffles and have opportunities to sponsor kids for Imagination Library. Great event. I believe our posters say hors d'oeuvres. It's a lie. It's actually a pasta bar. So like, you get great food, wonderful view, can't get much better. So encourage the ladies in the community to join us on March 14th. Tickets are available now on our website or at our office. We also have a calendar raffle for the month of April. Those tickets are also being sold right now. Every business day in April, we will be doing a drawing. We have $2,000 worth of prizes that are sponsored by local companies. Mm-hmm. And, great opportunity to get involved in something fun, different way to win and be involved. And then we also have some other things coming up as we get a little closer to April. I know we just started March, but it's right there. Mm-hmm. National Volunteer Week falls in April. And then also we are recruiting volunteers to be part of our VRC, which is a volunteer reception center, which would be mobilized in the event of a disaster in the community. So this is, if you have a strong pull to want to help people when there's the greatest need in the community, and to help us help Ben and our team kind of take the lead on organizing volunteers. We do train that group twice a year. So there's another training coming up in April. So a lot of great things going on, doing something really fun right now, and that is program visits. So all 29 of our funded partners are getting visits from us in the next couple weeks. And so that's always really cool to see all the great work going on.
You can find out more by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on all social media platforms as well. And keep in mind, tomorrow, 7 o'clock, right here at WFHR, Wisconsin Men's Basketball versus Purdue. Also tomorrow at 6 o'clock, the Marquette Coaches Show. And tomorrow on WIRI, hoping to have Assumption Girls Basketball. All that coming up. Terry, have a great day. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Thanks, you too.
Stick around for Morning Magazine coming up right here on...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.